to the
Yeah, I mean, it's something if appropriate. I mean, one of the things Scott said in particular in terms of stimulus bills, future stimulus bills, he said, you know, look, let's look at whether it has any economic value whatsoever. You know, if somebody's saying, well, we're going to increase military spending, we can grow Fort Carson, for example. Well, then maybe that's a decent use of the money. But in the main, his concern is, why are we just sending money here so that Bill Ritter can put signs up on highways? You know, if there's a direct economic relationship, let me see it. So he's a case-by-case approach, very much a business approach, that let's look at the specific instances. And particularly, obviously, we're going to have knock wood, or, you know, Republican Attorney General reelected. So that's good news, you know, that obviously, you know, John Southers is no liberal wussy. And so I think it's a technical term, liberal wussy. But, he, you know, that we will have the ability to really talk about those kind of things with a Republican governor and a Republican attorney general.
God forbid this recession continues to extend. But if there was additional stimulus spending offered after the election, and again, we're talking about over a year away here, right, that he might be willing to turn down some of that federal money if it came with strings that he didn't like, or if it were not perceived as being not helpful.
Yeah, his approach is very much a case-by-case, grant-by-grant, program-by-program approach, and which is the kind of leadership I think people really want. And so if he were to see something that would be wildly inappropriate that he has trouble with, I am sure he'd get into conversation with the White House. And hopefully by the time his term is half done, we'll be having a Republican president, and then things will get a lot easier.